It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I met an onion grower today at the airport when I arrived, and he said, "You got to help me find with people that'll pull onions, pluck them, or whatever you do with them." You know,
our panelists are about to fall out, wondering. As the old guy said, "You're just not a potted plant."
I've got an eclectic reading list.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through. There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Balloon hats! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to another pimp daddy.
Yeah.
He's a guy that's got that resort. What's his name, Bethann? Do we know?
I remember it's the Viking Resort.
Is the Viking Resort
Vikings
down in the...
exotic resort.
Yeah.
Do we know the name of the guy?
British Virgin Islands.
What's his name?
Jason.
But he doesn't want to use his last name because his family doesn't know what he does.
Jason. Just Jason. Jason X.
How did he sound?
Did he sound like he was energetic at all?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like, is he Dennis Hoff energetic? Our other favorite pimp?
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay. All right. He's got a resort down there. He doesn't want his family to know what he's doing.
Is he a young guy? Yeah.
Well, this should be interesting.
I mean, not Josh Gad.
What's his
young,
first name?
Jason.
Jason Kennedy.
Is his last name by any chance Veezy?
No.
No. It's always a chance.
I don't want my family to know what I'm doing.
Are you hungry?
Hungry. Jason Veezy. Should be a lot of time.
Are we going to have more Buzz Babes like coming by all week, modeling their little outfits maybe?
That'd be nice.
For chance, he said, wanting that to maybe happen or something?
Only two of them haven't picked them up.
Oh, so they've all picked them up.
Yeah. They breezed through. But they're saw Jeff, so there's that.
Yeah, and you'll talk to Pater about the...
Pater will not be here.
Did you talk to Drew yet?
No.
Is it going to be a tough call for you to do that?
No.
Hello. Drew, this is Mother Superior Bethann McBride. Listen, are you sitting down? This is the way this phone call
Can I do his part?
Yes,
his
go
park.
Ahead. All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Let's see. This will be the phone call. This is how it might happen if Bethann McBride calls Pater.
Ring, ring.
No, it's Drew.
Drew, I want it to be Pater. Can you tell?
Ring, ring.
Yeah.
Ring, ring. Hello, Drew.
Huh?
Hi. It's Bethann at the radio station. How are you? How are you? Are you okay? Are you okay? Listen, Drew. Are you sitting down? You know how Mike is. Mike wants one of the boys to wear a dress. And all the other interns are wealthy and going away on wealthy junkets. And you're the only poor one that's going to be staying behind and not on a family vacation. So I was wondering, well, Drew, for the good of the show, listen to me. It would only be for a little while. You don't have to wear it all night. At least I don't think so. Are you okay? Make sure people don't show fire around you, Drew. Is there any way that you would wear a dress
for the bag?
Drew, I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist.
Bethann, friend.
I am your friend. Listen, the dress is here at my apartment. Come over and we'll try it on together and we'll figure out a way that'll make it look really macho.
Sex good.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye, Drew. I love you.
That's how it'll go.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hi, you want me to do what, Bethann? Wear a dress? No!
Biscuits and mustard.
It'll be fun.
Biscuits. Sure like them French fried potatoes.
You know what mustard is.
I do.
Wonderful. Poop. Let's get Buzz Burbank with the final segment of Mr. Burbank's Buzz Burbank thing. Burbank.
Paris Hilton's mom is not amused by the McCain ad that features her daughter, Britney Spears, and Barack Obama as empty-headed celebrities. Paris's parents gave $4,600 to the McCain campaign earlier this year, only to see it wasted, in mom's opinion, on a trivial campaign ad that does not address inflation or the war.
It shall be known that in 2008, the world will be blessed.
Here's his new ad.
They will call him the One.
A nation healed, a world repaired. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
And he has anointed himself, ready to carry the burden of the One. To quote Barack, "I have become a symbol of America returning to our best traditions." he can do no wrong.
Do you have any doubts?
Never.
Can you see the light?
A light will shine down from somewhere. It will light upon you. You will experience an epiphany.
It's a McCain campaign
ad. And you will say
ad.
To yourself, I have to vote for Barack.
And the world shall receive his blessings.
This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal.
The ad compares him to Moses, and you get the general idea then.
Boy, they're going for broke. I'll give them credit. They are going for broke, but I really smell huge backfire here. I really do.
We'll
I
see.
Think they're going a little too far. We'll see. Well, they're polled every day, right, Buzz?
Yes, they are. The
you know
numbers.
What I heard today?
What's that?
They are virtually tight.
Just today.
It is still virtually tight. It has been for some time. Obama has a slight lead in the daily poll.
And we haven't had the convention yet.
Hi, that's my name is Rasmussen, and I'd like to make up some more statistics.
But, you know,
they are tied.
You know who really doesn't want to see Obama elected?
Who's that?
Walmart.
Really?
Walmart is mobilizing its managers to try to prevent an Obama victory in November.
Let's go, boys!
Okay, Mr. So-and-so, we're really excited with the smiley faces and such. Coca-Cola's cheap.
Wall Street Journal says the company's been telling managers that an Obama victory would make it easier for Walmart workers to unionize. Walmart managers have attended mandatory meetings on the subject, and they say they've been told that a vote for Obama is a vote for their workers going union.
Now, listen, keep the employees outside. Just the I'm sorry, Vicky, it's just the managers. Yes, shut the door, please.
Stay outside,
thank you. Thank
Drew.
You very much. All right. Yes, just come in here. Okay, you managers, all those people outside, in the event that Barack Obama is elected, they're going to not let us pay them $3 an hour anymore. So we're going to mobilize. All of your customers, give them a free mop if they say they are going to vote for John McCain. Thank you very much. Yes, and listen, we'll have another meeting tomorrow. All right, it'll be okay.
Hello, Vicky, darling.
Darling.
You're doing a wonderful job. Keep stocking that detergent, my love.
And apparently no amount of money can keep Brett Favre from coming out of retirement, so he's back on the active roster, and the NFL has reinstated him.
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
Oh, you know.
And I says, oh, my God, look out the window.
I saw him get off the plane. He looked like a good player to me.
So happy to have, sorry, Buzz, so happy to have Brett back in the fold.
Mm-hmm. Well, several hundred people turned out in a thunderstorm to greet him at the airport. You heard tape of some of them earlier. Some fans, however, booed him when he returned to Lambeau Field. He showed up for training camp in spite of a $20 million offer to stay retired. Aaron Rodgers thought he would be the starting quarterback this year, and maybe he will, or maybe he and Favre will compete for that job. Can you say awkward?
This whole thing is very, very strange, and the strangest part of it is that they actually bribed him to stay out.
Yeah, $20 million not to work.
But the thing is, the guy's got more money than Jesus.
Exactly.
He's an NFL quarterback. That guy, you know, he poops money, and he sits there and he says to them, no, now I'm going to come back. But also, if the team really wants him not to play, they've got the power. It's the way it works in those organizations.
Do.
The general manager says to the coach, you know, hey, you know, he's not going to win the starting job. He will not win the starting job.
But then you got the PR nightmare.
And
I
you've
remember.
Got, yeah, the pressure from the fans. And if Aaron Rodgers doesn't do well, hi, Brett Favre's back.
And also recall that the Packers is the only team that's owned by the fans.
Yeah, that's not relevant, though, because that is they've always said that. But the fact is, this is an organization
relevant,
like any other organization. And I think what you're going to see happen is it really will be a battle where, you know, Favre will be able to compete for the starting job. But, you know, I don't trust any organization that tries to bribe a player not to play.
Right.
You know, how legit is going to, you know, is the preseason going to be with this battle with Rodgers? I don't get it.
It's a
very strange. It really is a mess. And it makes you, you know, kind of feel glad about the Redskins right now because they were hitting on all eight. And this new, I swear to God, the new coach looks fantastic.
Cool.
I really love the energy on the team this year. I am very, very excited
for
the Washington Redskins this year.
Must have been a fun week in the Rodgers household.
We're the Rodgers.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful
day. Honey, you'll never guess what happened to me today.
Well, they shouldn't have been quarterbacks anyway since their father was Fred.
Fred Rodgers.
Sure, thank you, Buzz.
Major League Baseball owners asked the commissioner of the NBA if there was anything they should know before letting Mark Cuban buy the Chicago Cubs.
Mm.
NBA Commissioner David Stern says...
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like that. We got to get Cuban on the show again.
Yeah, we should. Stern says, despite the million-plus dollars in fines against Cuban, Major League Baseball should welcome him as an owner.
Oh, it's fabulous for the Cubbies.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. That is a great piece of news for the Chicago Cubs
now,
fans.
Cuban's just one of several candidates, but Stern gives Cuban his blessing.
I would love to see that happen. I think that would be good for baseball. And, you know, that's really, next to the Red Sox, that is a team I would love to see win the World Series.
I love the passion that Cuban attacks everything with.
We'll see what happens with that. You know, and he's got a good track record as a pro sports owner, and I'd love to see him do it. And, you know, maybe he'll just hire Brett Favre, convert him to a baseball player.
He could hit it out at a park.
Yes. Oh, look out the window.
Somebody says, oh, my God, look out the window.
There's Brett's plane. It just landed.
He's catching them without a glove.
Wasn't that exciting?
Now, with all the troubles airlines are having, maybe it's easier, cheaper, friendlier even to take a bus. Or tell that to the passenger who got stabbed and beheaded on a Greyhound bus. It happened late last week, about 50 miles west of Winnipeg, Canada. Passenger Garnett Caton says all of a sudden he heard this blood-curdling scream.
All of a sudden I heard a guy screaming. I turned around, and the guy sitting right next beside me was standing up and stabbing another guy with a Rambo knife, pretty much. It was a big survival knife like this in the throat, repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly.
Now, at first, the other passengers just screamed and ran off the stopped bus, but once they were outside, they kept the bus door closed for a while to try to keep the attacker inside until police could get there.
We shut the bus door that time and shut it. It was at that point that he came, started walking to the front of the bus, and he had the head in his hand, and he just looked at us like this and dropped it on the ground, like, totally calm.
And standing there, after he dropped the head on the ground, passengers say the killer sat there in front of the bus, cutting up and eating his victim while everyone waited for the cops to arrive.
You know what? I usually have some kind of comment. I don't know what the F to say right now.
Yeah.
Any more on this? I mean, was this somebody he knew or just was this random?
This is the latest. Apparently, well, obviously this guy is not well. And nobody,
you think?
Nobody on the bus knew him, no.
I'm changing my vacation plans. I was going to take a bus to Brazil. And I'm not doing it anymore.
It's not safe, Rob. Don't do it.
He was eating the guy?
Yeah, while they were waiting for the police
uncooked?
To get there.
Oh, my God. That's nasty.
Go figure.
Wow.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Billy Bush.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
That's what we call the comedy palate cleanser.
Like something out of a TV show, a top biodefense expert committed suicide last week after sensing that the government was about to arrest him.
Oh, I could go on this story. This is a very strange situation here. How long did they know about this guy? And, you know, this is where the judicial system gets a little strange to me. If they really think they've got a suspect in there and they're playing this game.
Well, they had another guy. They had the wrong guy for a long time. And this is all about the anthrax mailing 7 years ago. Those attacks killed five Americans and interrupted mail service nationwide for about 3 weeks shortly after 9/11. The government had already spent over $6 million prosecuting the wrong man in that case.
Wow, unbelievable.
All right, now your palate cleanser. Finally, maybe if 440-pound Michael Wax had bathed before he started playing poker at the Borgata in Atlantic City last week, maybe if he'd bathed, other poker players wouldn't have complained about his pungent body odor.
Oh, God, at a poker table, at any gaming table.
Really bad.
But Michael wasn't fresh when he sat down at the table on Tuesday, and he didn't get up for 17 hours.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
How much he weigh?
440 pounds.
That seems a bit much.
Everybody say it. I am fat!
The 54-year-old limo company owner says a manager followed him into the restroom to tell him of the other gambler's complaints. But Michael wasn't ready to fold, and when he returned to the table, the manager told him he couldn't play anymore and asked him to leave right there in front of everybody. Michael has now filed a complaint with the State Gaming Commission.
Michael will not win his complaint.
True, but he's filed it nevertheless.
Right, I think it stinks.
He's the first to admit his BO problem. Quoting him... There's no question I stink.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Bara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We got a big show tomorrow. We were talking to a guy simply known as Jason that owns an island in the Caribbean where you can find hookers.
All-inclusive, and we do mean all-inclusive.
Don't tell his family. Want to thank Patrick Altiz from the Repo Company. He was an interesting guy to talk to. Also, Josh Gad. He was a nice guy. He stars in... The Rocker. That's coming out to theaters Wednesday, August 20th.
Right.
Just Gab will be Matt Gadman on that movie, so go see that. Want to mention that the executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One radio network.
Yay.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with a little poem for you.
Oh, goody.
There once was a man named Drew who wore a dress for the shoe. He looked really good, just like intern should. And now you can ogle him, too. Wear that dress, Drew. We'll see you tomorrow. Another big show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.